There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your settings. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the Fangirl Zone.
Welcome back to the C Word, an Orphan Black Echoes podcast. I'm Kim.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Sean Fangirl S.
And today we're talking about season one, episode eight, The Paradox of Joyce, written by Anna Fischko, John Fassett, Graham Mason, and directed by Samir Rahim.
Well, this was an interesting episode, so let's get to the recap. Kara meets with Emily and realizes her loyalties are divided. Lucy and Craig track down Lucy's old flame to help unlock Deros's security token. Jules and Eleanor reconnect with their closest relative to get a grim look at their future.
That was the most depressing recap I think we've had for anything lately.
Yes.
I know, really, right?
Well, I mean, this was an episode, so... Episode 8 of Orphan Black Echoes begins with Kara asking why Emily switched sides as the agent pulls her gun out and tells her to call Jules. Now, I was kind of freaked out what could happen. So when we find out, Emily has been sincere about helping Lucy, but Deros figured it out and is now holding her injured brother hostage. So Kara tries to disarm her and the gun goes off. What the hell?
Yes.
And you kind of see Kira like slump. And I was like, oh my God.
That was our Donnie and Leaky moment right there.
Yeah.
Wow. So as for our trio of printouts, they're on the highway having taken down Tom. Together they are singing as they head to Craig's. We get some bonding moments as Lucy is hesitant about asking her ex, PJ, about the chip, which has the two pronouns teasing her. And at that moment, Jack calls Lucy that he's getting them fake passports so they can leave. Now, real quick question. Like, was that a song that was just for the show or is that a real song? Does anybody know?
I think we'll find out in feedback.
Oh, okay. And when Jack is talking about the passports, I'm like, okay, we're in the future. What do these cool passports look like? I was just excited to find out.
Right.
I like haven't had a passport very long. So I'm like, ooh, is it going to be the same? Is it going to be cool? It was cool, by the way.
Cool body scan.
That's kind of creepy, but yeah. We have them, our trio, enlisting Craig's help to find PJ. So... maybe they can shut down Deros and leave with Jack. Well, at least Lucy would leave with Jack. It'd be kind of weird if they all did, but hey, whatever. Meanwhile, Jules and Eleanor bond over their memories, and the former tells the older printout not to give up on them. If Eleanor is to accept her reality, maybe you should go see your mom. Eleanor begrudgingly agrees to do so. I understand this being hard because, like I said, my grandmother was dealing with dementia. So seeing this and knowing that you're going to have early onset dementia, seeing how it's affecting somebody in your life, I could imagine this whole scene being very, like, tough on Eleanor.
Absolutely. My dad went through it too, so.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really scary, though. I've been like, okay, she has this. I know that I don't make it through this, so I don't know. It's probably even worse.
Ooh, I can't imagine. Elsewhere, Jack and Tina get fake passports.
But they were awesome looking.
Yeah. but for the biometrics that they need to be back in an hour for. So Jack calls Lucy and she promises to be there, but she is busy chasing down PJ. Then we have Lucas, who confines in Rana the whole printout fiasco. He doesn't see God in printout Eleanor, so she cannot be his mother. You know, and his girlfriend like comforts him and says, you know, she's trying to reason with him and say, well, you getting to see her again, you know, you maybe right. Try to think of it that way. But he's all like, no.
And the entire time they were talking, I was like, oh, she's a plant. I was yelling at the TV.
For sure, she might be, because he does admit that he only trusts her. It cuts to a drained out Kira trying to get in touch with him as they need to leave town. So she's like flipping out. She's like, oh, I pissed off some people. Felix is having his exhibition and he alerts her that Lucas has arrived. She shows up and a huge confrontation takes place as Lucas shares that she stole his chance to say goodbye to his real mother. Felix is shocked by the revelation once he's caught up. He understands her, but tells her to take responsibility, you know, because Kira, you knew like what kind of mess this could stir up.
Yeah.
I love that whole thing. Can I get a last week on or a quick recap of dying?
Yes. Felix the lines were just absolutely great for Felix in this episode. There's everything he said was just spot on.
And when they were at his exhibit, I know it's supposed to be kind of choral or whatever, and it was books. So because those were book pages, I was getting very distraught because we all know I love books. So I'm like, you destroyed how many books to do this? Oh, my yes. God, Felix, what is wrong with you? So, yes, I was a bit distraught.
Lucy finds PJ, but Craig has to cajole her into helping. She declares that the chip is a security token to access top secret stuff. But in trying to hack it, all the computers in the store are hacked and the token is made with indestructible material so they can't physically destroy it.
That's probably not good.
No. Meanwhile, Eleanor meets with her mom, Melissa, to ask who took her medical reports at age 16 to print out jewels. In a moment of lucidity, Melissa reveals what it's like to forget things, and both look scared. Motivated, Eleanor agrees to work with Kira on a cure. In a bid for honesty, Kira confesses that in order to activate the printed neurons, she has been using Lucas's blood, hence the blood drive and stealing his blood.
Oh, my God. I didn't even make that connection.
Yep.
Because I'm like, why is she saying? I just thought there was something in his blood that she didn't want to get out.
Right.
And, yeah, wow. Smack
yeah, I didn't
me
make
in
that
the face.
Connection either. I know. I feel stupid right about now.
Can I just say, because Terry hasn't been able to make it. Terry, this is why I said I need you here to smack me in the face with these obvious things that I missed.
Eleanor agrees to collaborate with Jules and Lucy's sake. At that moment, they learn that Kira's office is being raided. Turns out Deros has benched Tom for losing Jules. And as retribution for killing Emily, he reports Kira to the FDA with fake evidence. However, Kira convinces Eleanor that she didn't kill Emily. In a flashback, we see the gun go off, but neither Kira nor Emily are hurt. Kira convinces her to fake her death and does it by printing her teeth and the burning car. At present, Kira and Eleanor worry that Deros must have gotten to Jules as she cannot be reached, and they enlist Lucy's help.
That blew my mind. That she printed the jaw.
Right.
Just so they can put that in and burn it. I'm like, smart. Just thought the rest of her skeleton like burnt up.
Yeah.
But I was like, what? Because that was crazy. But okay, now Emily can get away and, I don't know, go whistleblower, whatever. But what about her brother?
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go back to the actual story. Yeah, not
Kira
my
will print him a spine or whatever he needs replaced.
Well, can I also ask you, too, like, when the DEA is in, or whatever, FDA, whatever, when they're in there taking all those things out, don't you think, oh, hey, this is in a fridge. We need to store this in the bags in coolers. Like, they're just, like, grabbing everything, and they're shining a flashlight at the ceiling. It's like, how about you turn on a light? I mean, there's right. a thought.
We've seen Darius's people play, what, CPS when they...
Oh, right.
Took jewels.
Yeah, they just pretend they're whoever.
Yeah, and I'm sure that these people are Darius's people, not the
real
FDA.
I mean, if they can print a body, they can print a badge, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, so back with Lucy and Jack, as luck would have it. Jack alerts Lucy that the biometrics office is shutting down and she has to hurry up and make a choice. And this, I had a question too, because if this lady's got all night so she can power wash, like, if Jack offered her more money, would she be like, all right, get here and call me or something? You know, like, nothing was mentioned. I don't know.
Yep.
But, you know, Lucy thinks she can make it over there, but she has to make stop first checking jewels because, you know,
Kara
can't
get a
hold,
of her.
Yeah. You just see Jack's face, like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Lucy and Craig arrive at the settlement house to see Jules and Xander after they heard arguing, and I was a little worried myself. He needs the drugs, and I love it then that Craig's like, see, making the step and coming here was the, you know, the best choice, and it's like, no, not that.
Yeah.
But I need to be able to see all of Darius's memories and become the perfect him. And, you know, that's my purpose. I'm like, oh, this kid, this, he doesn't even get it that the guy, like, doesn't care.
Nope.
So Lucy uses it to ask him about security token, but he gets scared as she comes closer and he pulls out the gun and he's like, I didn't want to do this. And what happens? He, of course, misses and hits Craig. And then it goes to black as they run to Craig laying on the floor. It's like, what?
Yeah.
The hell? Why? Why would you do that to us, writers?
Oh, come on. They've been doing this for almost 6 seasons of Orphan Black now.
But why do you do this to us?
Because they think it's funny.
It's not. It's stressful. Although we did not see blood coming out. But then again, like, honestly, it wouldn't be pooling out unless you had a major artery. So.
Right.
Maybe he got shot in the, I don't know, stomach. They can save him. I don't know. Something.
I hope they can.
Nope.
That would be, make me mad. I don't know. But hey, guess what? We got some written feedback from Lita clone Simone. Are we ready for the feedback?
Yes.
Hi, C-Word Pod. Emily mentioned Kira in It's All Coming Back that she also knows what it means to be responsible for someone. And we learn here that the reason she left the CIA to work for Darius was to help her paralyzed brother. He was her someone, like Lucy was for Kira. Kira is using Lucas's blood, which is why we saw her take it after the blood drive in Pegasus Girl, because I didn't put two and two together and see that myself. But that was to help Eleanor and, of course, Lucy and Jules eventually. And the Wake Forest trial that Kira talks about here was mentioned by Josh in the Unless You Trusted Someone's flashback. Again, didn't put that together. Thank you, right. Simone, for paying attention. Lucy bought themselves pink clone phones, just like the first set in the original OGOB.
What?
I didn't realize that either. So, hey, friends, it's Lucas. Leave word. I have a word. It starts with A and ends in hole. Look, Look, Lucas absolutely deserved to say goodbye to his mother, but it wasn't Kira that stopped it from happening. It was the real Eleanor. Also, he had a lovely family dinner with this printout of Eleanor just days ago. She wasn't so soulless then, was she? Because he didn't know, and she didn't know. But now, everything with Eleanor and Jules and Melissa was heart-wrenching. It was. It very much was. PJ's line about would it have worked between her and Lucy if they were younger or older is great, because Jules and Eleanor, the younger and older versions, are lesbians, and Lucy obviously leans more towards the bisexual end of the spectrum, what with Jack being her boyfriend right now. Last week on, we don't have time, Uncle Fee. But I love that.
Yes.
Even Felix would have seriously considered making a printout of Colin, the sweet morgue attendant from OGOB, RIP. Okay, you're rhyming. You're killing me right now. But again, I was like, who the hell is Colin? I couldn't remember.
Yep.
So Kira Cassandra Manning, ironic given who Cassandra is in mythology. And OB loves mythology, Lita and Castor and all that. But in this case, Kira couldn't see through her grief to the disaster that would unfold by unleashing this tech on the world. And also, Cassandra is not actually her middle name, which I thought was funny that, you know, Felix says, I just needed a good middle name. I think it was Terry who loved the song that played during the Lucy and Jules drug trip in It's All Coming Back. But I love the song that plays over Kira's lab being raided by the FDA. It's called Doppelganger by Lisa. Well, thank you, Simone, because I was wondering if that was supposed to be a real song or that something just made for the show. And because they were all singing it.
Right.
So now I have to find the song.
Yep. All right. Well, as always, our friend Fred from the Netherlands has provided some feedback. So let's hear what he thought of episode 8.
Hello, Steve, Terry, Sean, and Kim, and all listeners to the C-word / the Fangirl Zone. This is Fred from the Netherlands with some feedback for Orphan Black Echoes Season 1, Episode 8. Great episode. Of course, I cannot predict anything because I know everything. But I can say what I like about this episode. I think it's a great episode, and I really like the interaction between the three Eleanors, or should I say Lucy, Eleanor, and Jules. And it's clear that they are not fully the same, just as the Leda clones in the original series, and with all the difference they have between Allison, Sarah, Cosima. Cosima was the gay one. Well, here, clearly, Lucy is the possibly bisexual one, whereas Eleanor and Jules are clearly gay and are amazed about that Lucy has a boyfriend and make fun of her. I love the opening scene, by the way, where they are singing with all three of them, which reminds us, of course, of Helena on her road trip singing Sugar, Sugar. Or Allison in episode 8 of season 1 singing I'm a Bitch, and then meeting Ainsley on the road and getting out of the car and beat the crap out of her. Also very nice is Lucy pushing Eleanor to see Melissa, which eventually leads perhaps to a solution to their Alzheimer's problem. The older, resigned scientist being pushed and challenged by her younger self. Really great. In this episode, not only Eleanor explained to Lucy what happened with her dad, but also to Jules. And Lucy and Jules both had the feeling that they were guilty somehow. And I think they are, because if you see the flashback, then you see the father in the bus still alive. And she is going to sit in the corridor listening to music. And that is, I think, because you saw the father nodding no, in the sense of don't save me. And she let him die and always felt guilty about that. But that is not something Eleanor is telling to Lucy and Jules. And I'm not saying this because I have knowledge about the next two episodes. I like the image of the mirror elevator, by the way, where Eleanor and Kira are standing. You get this long view of copies reminding you of cloning or printing. Nice, tensionful cliffhanger at the end. I must say, the whole setting, the whole construction, it really feels like the original series in its setup, in its tension, in its revealing things, in creating new questions, in pace, in rooting for the characters, etc. Okay, that will be all for now. Greetings. All the best. Fred from the Netherlands.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah, thanks, Fred, because you're hinting at stuff. I know you're hinting. You just don't want to tell us.
Right. I don't think so. I think he's trying to be as very objective discussing the episodes and not what he knows he's already seen in the last two.
I don't know. I still think he's hinting.
Well, we shall see, I guess. Having the three printouts together in the car singing was definitely a special scene. There's no doubt about it.
It did feel kind of like, was it the finale when they were all dancing together in the original?
Yeah, but that, yeah.
At,
that
like was, dinner or something?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely did. All right. Well, we'd love to hear your thoughts on each and every episode this season, like our two favorite feedbackers, Simone and Fred. Our deadline for feedback is 6 p.m. Eastern every Friday during the season. You can send your feedback via email or audio to contact us at fangirlzone.com.
Please review and rate us on iTunes and any other platform you use for your podcast. With good ratings and reviews, it helps other fans of the show find us, as there are plenty of other Orphan Black Echo podcasts out there. Tell your friends, and I hope you're enjoying the podcast. And don't forget to check out all the other great podcasts on Fangirl Zone.
You can check everything out at www.fangirlzone.com and all of our podcasts. We have many. And it's also all the ways to get a hold of us. So for this episode of The C Word,
I'm Steve. Well, I do believe you owe me an explanation, don't you, Dr. Frankenstein?
And I'm Kim. I cannot believe they printed out a jaw.
I'm Sean Fangirl S. Until next time.